Well, it's time on a Tuesday morning for Dial-A-Doc with FHN, part of Big Radio on every Tuesday morning. Joining us now, Vicki Bales, registered nurse with FHN. Good morning, Vicki. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk with you today.
Oh, you're very welcome. And your gastroenterology department, I have to say that word real slow, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and that's a biggie. People have to get in for their screenings. With still the third most common cancer and the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, why do you think that's so, Vicki?
Well, it's mostly because we are not getting people in and getting them screened in a timely manner. The elder population, those 65 and above, are doing a better job of coming in and getting their screenings done, and so the rate in that age bracket has declined. Because they're coming in, we're finding their polyps when they're small, we remove them, and then that takes care of their cancer risk. But it's the younger generation that are not necessarily coming in and being screened.
Despite those numbers, Vicki, the incidence of colon cancer has been dropping in older age groups and demographics, which is great. Why is that so? I'm guessing because they've been pretty good at getting in for their screenings.
Right, and I'm sure a part of that is because of Medicare coverage of colonoscopies, and they're doing what they can to help extend their lives and make their lives better. You know, 90% of colon cancer could be prevented if we got people in and got their screenings done. And that's what our goal is prevention. We want to find polyps when they're small before they have a chance to turn into cancer. But we can't do that unless people come in and have their screenings done.
Is it still the age of 50 is a good marker for that, or have you moved it up a little bit?
We have moved that up, not we as in FHN, but as the CDC and the American Cancer Society, now 45 is the age of first colonoscopy.
All right. And colonoscopies are the most common tool for screening for colorectal cancer. What exactly is involved with the colonoscopy?
Well, to do a colonoscopy, it will require that you be on clear liquid starting at 11 o'clock the day prior to your procedure. Then that evening, you'll do a prep to help get your bowel cleaned out, and then you'll do a second round of prep the morning of your procedure. Then you will come to the hospital and have it done and go home and not remember a thing.
Yes, and that's exactly right. I think some people, I don't know if they find it amusing or just what to talk about that as, oh, wow, that night before. And after you've gone through it, it's not that bad. And boy, what a great thing to do to prevent things. There's a new type of prep available now for colonoscopies. What is it?
Okay, the new type of prep is called SUTAB. And that is a pill prep. And so when I talked about you would do a prep the evening before your procedure, that would involve taking 12 tablets with 16 ounces of water, and then you wait an hour, you drink another 16 ounces of water or clear liquids, and wait an hour and do one more 16 ounces of water or clear liquid. And then you repeat that the next morning prior to your procedure. This prep has become very popular because there is no bad taste, and you're able to, you know, choose a clear liquid that you like to drink, as opposed to those preps that you mixed up and drank that maybe were not as flavorful and more difficult to tolerate. So we have found that this prep does a very good job of getting you cleaned out, and most people tolerate it very, very well.
Is it switched to this type of prep, or you have your choice?
You really have your choice. Most people choose what their insurance will cover. And so if people are saying, well, I just had mine done and I had that big gallon jug, that's because that's what their insurance would cover. So you do have the option to, you know, pay more out of pocket and do the pill prep. And I do believe the girls in the office have coupons so that it makes it not as expensive. That's mostly how it's decided, is what your insurance will pay for.
All right. We're talking with Vicki Bales, registered nurse with FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc on Tuesday morning on Big FM 93.7. Vicki, what other types of screens are available at FHN?
Well, we do a test called a FIT test, F-I-T, and that's a stool sample that you put on a card, and it's tested for blood. And then there's also the Cologuard test, which most people are familiar with because it's advertised on television so heavily. Either one of those are, you know, what we call a two-step process, where you do that test first, and if you have a positive on those tests, then you have to come in and have a colonoscopy.
All right. What's the recommended schedule for colonoscopies, and, and how about ages for FIT screening?
Well, like we talked about earlier, we would like to start colonoscopies at age 45 now because we are seeing colon cancer in younger and younger people. And, you know, of course, we want to catch that before it gets to the cancer stage. So that's why we need to screen a little bit earlier. And if you have a family history of colon cancer, then you're going to need to do that about 10 years earlier. So say you had a parent who had colon cancer, you're going to want to start at 35, not at 45.
All right.
And the FIT tests, and screening tests, those are for people who do not have a high risk, like they don't have any family members that have had colon cancer in the past, then those they could start those at the same time you would normally start colonoscopies.
All right. New information out there this year regarding insurance coverage for colonoscopies. Can you tell us about that and also what other types of screenings like the FIT screening?
Well, the new insurance coverage comes from the Affordable Care Act or the Obamacare Act. There was a bill passed that Medicare could not charge you more for a colonoscopy. If you came in for a screening and you had no symptoms and no problems, you just came in because it's the right thing to do. You come in, you get it checked. And then something was found, a polyp was found. Previously, you got charged more for that. So this bill passed saying that they couldn't do that. You could only be charged as a screening colonoscopy no matter if anything was found or not. And then typically once a bill like that is passed for Medicare, then insurances tend to follow those same guidelines. At this point, I'm not sure that that's all phased in, and the best thing to do would be to check specifically with your insurance company on what their guidelines are.
All right. And insurance companies often, this type of procedure where you can find things earlier than later is, of course, good for them, too.
Certainly. It would be much better for them to find a polyp and have it removed than, you know, on down the road, find colon cancer and then have to do treatment.
Exactly.
And that's what we're all about. We're all about prevention.
Yeah, exactly. How much better to learn early that you can catch something quickly than to let it go. And I'm guessing that's one of the harder things in the medical business is maybe men in particular ignoring things and not going in and then you find out bad news later. Can patients be treated for cancer or being treated for cancer be vaccinated for COVID-19?
You know, I think that this would be on an individual basis that you would need to check with your oncologist because there are so many different types of cancer treatments these days, and it would be best if you asked your oncologist if that is okay for you to have your COVID vaccine.
All right. And like you said, on an individual basis. Discussing Vicki Bales, registered nurse with FHN and gastroenterology department today. A couple more questions for you, Vicki. What are some of the risk factors for colon cancer, and what can people do to help reduce the risk of colon cancer?
So one we talked about was if you have a family history of colon cancer, that increases your chances of also having colon cancer. You can't do anything about that as far as, you know, the hereditary factor, but you can come in and get your screenings done early and make sure that we catch things before they turn into cancer. Other risk factors are if you are overweight, if you eat a lot of red meat, if you eat highly processed foods all the time. So we want to look at maintaining a healthy weight, eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, and exercise, all of those things that are good for our bodies in general are going to be helpful in reducing colon cancer.
And once you go in for your first colonoscopy, in case they find more than they expected, then they'll you'll actually have people come every 5 years or every 3 years to stay ahead of that. Is that correct? And it's a good thing to know if you're maybe a higher risk, you need to get checked more often.
That's correct. It will depend on what is found on your original colonoscopy. If there are no polyps found, then you don't have to do this test again for 10 years unless you would have some symptom. If you did have a polyp on your first colonoscopy, it will depend on the size and how many and the tissue as to if you should come back in 1, 3, 5, or 7 years. It's variable according to each person's case.
All right. And then once you're in the system, then you folks tell them when they should come in, and that's a great way to do it. One more question for you, Vicki. How can someone arrange to have a colonoscopy or a FIT testing at FHN?
If your insurance requires that you have a referral, then you'll need to contact your primary physician and just ask them for a referral or ask them about a FIT test. Or if you do not need a referral, you can directly call the GI department to get that set up. The number there, if you have a pen handy, is 815-599-7715. Or you could also reference www.fhn.org, and that can help you find numbers of our gastroenterology department.
Real easy way to find the phone numbers there. All right. We've been visiting with Vicki Bales, registered nurse with FHN Gastroenterology Department. Fascinating talking with you, Vicki. Some great information, folks. I hope you listen close and get your colonoscopy scheduled and stay on a steady basis doing that. Vicki, great talking with you. You take care. Have a good day, and we'll talk again soon sometime, okay?
Thank you so much, Dan.
You're very welcome. That's Dial-A-Doc, and I've been visiting with registered nurse with FHN, Vicki Bales. We're at 7:49. This is The Morning Mess.